Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning in place for severe thunderstorms over the southern escarpment of Mpumalanga and the southern parts of the Free State. It will be much warmer today over Gauteng, Limpopo and the northwest. Also cloudy with isolated showers and thunder showers. Morning drizzle and fog patches along the escarpment. Pretoria today up to 30 degrees. Joburg and Rustenburg 28. Mbombela and Polokwane 31. And Emalahleni a high of 26.
In Alberton on the R59 northbound, there is queuing traffic towards the N12 Reading interchange.
The Central Energy Fund says motorists can expect slight relief at the pump this month, with fuel prices set to decrease. The price of 95 unleaded petrol will drop by 6 cents per litre, while 93 unleaded petrol will rise by 6 cents per litre. Diesel prices are expected to fall by up to 16 cents per litre. The fund says a weaker US dollar and lower global oil prices have contributed to this positive outlook. The official fuel price adjustments will come into effect from tomorrow. And Arab leaders are gathering in Cairo today to discuss an alternative to a widely condemned plan from US President Donald Trump to assume control of war-battered Gaza and displace its Palestinian population. The Arab League summit on the territory's reconstruction comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu again gave his backing to Trump's plan, calling it visionary and innovative. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. The rand has weakened through the night amid geopolitical tensions and U.S. tariff policies under the administration of President Donald Trump set to continue dominating the agenda. On the domestic front, Statistics SA will later this morning release the fourth quarter GDP data. The economy contracted by 0.3% in the third quarter, and today's release is regarded as a critical indicator of economic activity. And Asian markets stumbled this morning after Trump heaped tariffs on Chinese imports and warned levies on Mexico and Canada could not be averted. The White House said Trump has signed an executive order yesterday to increase a previously imposed 10% tariff on China, now to 20%. 25% levies for imported goods from Canada and Mexico also came into effect a few hours ago. Canada has responded by putting 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 64, a euro 19 rand 54, a pound 23 rand 66 cents. Gold at $2,890.69 per fine ounce, and that lower oil price at $71.16 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. I'll have more news for you at 7.
Well, some soccer news up front. Benny McCarthy was yesterday named the new coach of the Kenyan national team. He'll have just 3 weeks to prepare for 2 World Cup qualifiers later this month. McCarthy will have former Richards Bay coach Vasili Manousakis and former Bafana and Pirates goalkeeper Monib Josephs as his assistants. The Harambe Stars take on Gambia away and host Gabon at home later this month. Nottingham Forest have reached the FA Cup quarterfinals. They beat fellow Premier League side Ipswich on penalties at the City Ground, and after that one had ended 1-1 after extra time. Forest will play Brighton and Hove Albion away in the quarters. It's semi-final time in the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy today and tomorrow. Today, Australia will take on India at 11. The two teams face off at the Dubai International Stadium in a rematch of the 2023 World Cup final, which was won by the Aussies back in Ahmedabad. And round 3 of the Varsity Cup yesterday saw Marties take top spot after a 54-0 shutout of the CUT Exiers in Stellenbosch. That made it 3-3 from the Maroon Machine. Free State University clinched a banger in Bloom, seeing off UJ 49-45. Ducks suffered their first defeat of the season, going down to the Ikeys. That was 36-29 on the Green Mile. And Northwest University Eagles survived a late scare at the Wits Rugby Stadium to claim a 39-34 win over the Witsies. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport. Jack of Red FM plays.